This week on Songs from the Cellar, I got my wine, I got my piano, and I got Kix Brooks. It's going to be the best. You're going to love it. And go! Welcome to Songs from the Cellar. This is going to be so fun today because Kix Brooks is here and he brought the wine.
Wow!
All the way down from Arrington. This is great, buddy.
Yeah, man.
Thanks for being here, buddy.
Hey, it's good to be here. Ooh-hoo. It's like, is this your living room? Or
yeah.
Yeah.
It kind of looks like it.
Yeah, it's got high ceilings. There's a lot, lot of bars I grew up playing that were just like this.
This size, actually, is what we play right now. So we can almost
Could
sell out a
room. Could you get some chicken wire and we'll feel right at home.
Better believe it, buddy. It's great, man. Man, all you have to do is kind of put your car in neutral and just cruise right down to my house, which is
I
so
know,
you didn't even have
I know,
to put it in drive
across the street.
I know, it's so fun, man, and I'm so excited. I mean, you know, just without being a goofball, you know, you were one of my favorites. Period. I mean, one of the best guys in the business, songwriter, entertainer, the entertaining half. You know, you're like a Renaissance man. I mean, but what I love about you. No, seriously, man. You know, you got your. I mean, he's got your own winery. You got your own winery, but I mean, you also you're still this guy from from Louisiana, and I love that, man.
Yeah. Well, thanks, and back at you. We've been doing this a long time, man. We've been kicking around here for a while.
And you know, seriously, I wanted to be on Arista Records because of you guys and Alan Jackson. That was it. I said, you know, when I came to town, I was trying to get a record deal, and I couldn't get, as you know, because I'm a piano player and. We're kind of frowned upon a little bit around here. But anyway, they just kept
Ain't
saying...
that weird?
I know, it is weird. I mean, I don't know. So, man, it's a guitar town. You need to put a hat on and play guitar like the rest of them. I said, well, you know, y'all got plenty of those guys. You got Brooks and Dunn, and you got Allen, and all
I love up. Telling the story. I'm going to interrupt you because, I mean, right there... We were talking one. Have you ever told a story about what a great drummer you are?
Oh, huh? Yeah. Oh, no. Great idea.
Yeah, and I love it. I was talking to Phil one day and I said, man, you're just an amazing keyboard player. You're like, I mean, how'd you get in? He said, well, actually, I play the drums. You know, what? He said, yeah, all I ever wanted was drums. Drums, man, please. I just begged your parents. And finally, it showed up one Christmas, I think. Maybe you got your set of drums.
That's right.
So what'd you do? He goes, man, every day I came home and I banged on those drums. Just played and played and played. And I got better and better. I loved it. I said, yeah, he goes, and I came home one day. My drums are gone, and there was a bicycle where my drums used to be. I said, holy crap, what'd you do? He goes, I rode my bicycle.
That was it. Dude, that's it. Honestly, God, truth. And my mom is here today, and she's so excited to see you today. And, I mean, that's the truth. Of course, it just played right into my ADD. And, you know, I mean, you know, why would you get your kid a set of drums anyway in a house that's 800 square feet, right? And that's where we lived in. So, I mean, it was a bad idea, but, I mean, the bike was a much better
They
idea.
Must have really loved you for a while.
They did for a minute until I got that Steve Gadd video or whatever it was. I love wine. I've gone all over the world just... And gotten to taste some of the best wines on the whole world. How do you get a winery? How does that happen?
You just kind of start from scratch. Actually, a friend of mine from church, of all places, of course,
Jesus was a wine guy.
Miracle and all that. But
that's right.
He read somewhere where Tennessee was the third largest grape growing state behind New York and California before Prohibition. Yeah, and I guess maybe tobacco, you know, showed up and grapes kind of fell out of favor. And so we did a little test orchard and started making some really bad wine. And somebody's got to know how to do this. And we found our current winemaker and president, Kip Summers, up in Clarksville, up there at Beach Haven. And stole him, and they were very nice enough to loan us some equipment to make wine with for a while. But we started putting grapes in 16, 17 years ago, probably, and then... 5 years later, we built everything you see up there from scratch.
Beautiful. So, yeah, I mean, if you've never been, anybody, I mean, of course, it's I mean, the facilities are second.
A lot of fun. It was always, and that, you know, the reason I did it was, honestly, I just always wanted to build a place of destination where you could play music and all that kind of stuff, and that's where people awesome. Could really learn about wine. There was no wineries. I couldn't figure that out. Nobody was trying to do that in Middle Tennessee. And we, like you say, we got a lot of friends that have great wine cellars. You know, I mean, there's no shortage
of in this neighborhood.
No
right
shortage
here.
Of people know what they're doing in the wine God. World. So it's really been fun to see so many folks out there come out, not just hear good music, but step up to the bar and go, "I don't know anything about wine." I said, "That's why you're here. We make 20 different kinds of wine. You can try everything from, you know, sweet fruit wines, raspberry and blackberry, till we make two really nice big cabs." So, you know, and nice white wines, too. We won a lot of awards with our Rieslings and, wow. and stuff, too.
So how does that work? I mean, do you have growers that you supply your wineries, or is it the same? Or you grow your own grapes, or is it both, or is it?
Both, yeah, yeah. We started, you know, I mean, I love Cab, and I love Syrah in particular.
Right.
We planted, got really nice fruit stock. We planted all those. What Tennessee has is great topography. It's very Tuscan kind of here, you know, and great soil.
Yeah.
I mean, grapes really need drainage, and there's so much limestone around here, you know. That works great. Yeah. But what we don't have is nice, cool nights.
Yeah.
And that's what they got in California, that sea breeze blowing in. So those big red grapes are like shutting down at night, and we can't really do that here. So we ripped all that stuff out, and, it was making good-looking fruit and really bad wine. So
really?
We kind of do like a grocery store does. And, well, it's like us trying to make a good record with a bad song.
Yeah.
You just have to start with something good in the beginning and try not to screw it up. So we get a lot of that fruit, Cabernet grapes and Riesling grapes and Sangiovese grapes, and then we blend them with our fruit, too. You
and that's
know,
what we have, the Sangiovese.
Yeah, right, it's probably 70% came from Lodi, California. And,
delicious.
And then about 25% of it we grow. It's our Chamberson we blend it with.
So I've got like 10 acres in the back, so I could put grapes back there if I wanted to.
You know, that's people all the time come and go, "Man,
can
I got 30 acres." You can absolutely
but
do
they
that.
Be like crazy.
But you know what? It's really hard to do.
I wouldn't want to do it.
They'd be like, "Man, I got 30 acres if you want to put some grapes on it." I'm like, "You put some freaking grapes on it." We're working our butts off out here at Arrington trying to keep these things rocking.
I can't. I just wondered about the weather because it gets so cold, you know, And the weather, and so hot. I guess it's so.
Well, they're dormant now. They're not doing anything, so it doesn't matter. Yeah, and think about Italy and France. I mean, they get cold too.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's what we need to do. The next one we do together, we need to do it in like over there, like in France or something. We'll go over there.
Let's pack up and go. I'm sure this crew would be into it, and I'm sure your network wouldn't mind a bit.
They would love it.
Would that cost? Nothing, right? Tony Joe White produced that Foreign Affairs record for Tina Turner. I remember him telling me, he said,
"You know, it was a song about something about Paris, and Tina just said, well, I guess we probably ought to go over there and record it. So we did."
Sound like Polk's LA right there.
I miss him, man. He was so good.
What a great guy. 're just talking about Red Dirt Road. You and, of course, Ronnie wrote that. And I tell you, man, that song.
That was the next record, and it's one of the few times that we really got serious about where we came from and started talking about our grandparents and all that kind of good stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And he kind of grew up in South Arkansas. I was in North Louisiana with my grandfather, and we just started talking about the dirt. Remember how red that dirt was? And I said, "Man, we got to call our album that." Like, cool. We probably got to write a song then too.
We got to do that.
And I know. And he got off a plane in San Francisco. We were playing in Sacramento at Arco that night, and he had written down some of those cool lines, you know, just for high achievers. And he'd rhymed pieces and Jesus,
which I thought
that's a great rhyme. So I got all excited, jumped on my bus, and wrote those verses and the music, and we got there. He bangs on the bus. "Let's go get a steak." I go, "You got to hear the song first."
Wow. Dude, that song's so great.
Maybe one of my favorites we wrote.
Let's do it, man.
All right.
Let's do it. We're in G, right?
Right, boys?
We'll try.
Thanks, buddy. This is so fun.
Yeah, I was raised off of Route 3. And I pass where the blacktop ends. We walked to church on Sunday morning, raced barefoot back to Johnson's fence. That's where I first saw Mary, on that roadside picking blackberries. That summer I turned a corner in my soul, and down that red dirt road, that's where I drank my first beer. Yeah, that's where I found Jesus. Wrecked my first car, tore it all to pieces, and learned the path to heaven that's full of sinners and believers. I learned that happiness on earth, and that ain't just for high achievers. Yeah, I learned, and I come to know, there's life at both ends, that red dirt road. You know, her daddy didn't like me much in my shackled up GTO. I'd slip out in the middle of the night and throw rocks at a bedroom window. Yeah, we'd turn out the headlights, and man, we'd drive by the moonlight and talk about what the future might hold. Got that red dirt road, that's where I drank my first beer. Where I found Jesus, I wrecked my first car, I tore it all to pieces. I learned a path to heaven that's full of sinners and believers. I learned that happiness on earth, and that ain't just for high achievers. Yeah, I learned, and I come to know, there's life at both ends, that red dirt road. I went out into the world and I came back in, and I lost my Mary. Yeah, I got her back again. Driving home tonight, it feels like I found a long-lost friend. That's where I drank my first beer. Yeah, man, that's where I found Jesus. I wrecked my first car, I tore it all to pieces. It's full of sinners and believers, and learning happiness on this earth, and that ain't just for high children. Yeah, I learned, I come to know, there's life in both ends. Yes, I learned, I come to know, there's life in both ends, that red dirt road.
What to do? What do we do after? How we do? Where we go from here? I don't
how
know.
How we doing?
Do more like wine! That? More wine!
Whiskeys.
Whiskey's a lot easier because you don't have to keep it cool and all the things, you know. And it takes 3 years to make wine. I mean, we've got like an Antebellum. I don't know if you've had that one, but it's after making a really nice Cab Merlot blend, which has to stay in French oak barrels for a couple of years after you make the wine, Then it goes in Tennessee, used Tennessee whiskey barrels for 6 months. And you'd think we're in the something business when we run out.
And those
every other call, yeah. I mean, it's really fine wine, though. So, but that's the difficult part is you got to wait on what you're making. And, you know, me and you sell hats and T-shirts, so you can make those pretty quick.
Right, exactly. Turnaround's a lot quicker than 3 years.
Yeah, it's a much more challenge. But to make nice wine, you really got to take your time.
So do you guys have the caverns and everything under it, or do you do it there?
We don't have barrels. We have like a warehouse that's all cooled and everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
It would be nice to have caverns and things, but...
That's a lot. I mean, how do
you... We found a couple of holes in the ground where we sent... You know, cameras down, just hoping, but our caverns were about that big, unfortunately.
Man, that's crazy, though. I think it's the coolest thing because, especially the music, the wine, you know, I mean, you've taken your passions and put them all together. I mean, I love coffee and beer and wine, and it's like, I got a cellar now. I just have to get my own. I guess brewery or something. I don't know
what. It's a fun mix on the music side too, because you know we do have those jazz jam bands on one side. The other side, and it's fun because you know that stand. There's a little stand of trees,
right?
That we have these cool walking paths. They're not more than a couple of hundred feet through there,
right?
But you come out on the other side and it opens up into Tennessee land. You know, from Napa land.
Yes.
And we have great bluegrass bands, and they sing. But, you know, bluegrass fans are different. So a lot of people decide we like this side or we like that side. But a lot of people just go back and forth.
Well, you got to go back and forth.
Yeah, and go from one world to the other.
Yeah, but it's beautiful. It's so good, man.
Good time.
I don't know.
Thanks.
No, I love it, man. Thanks for being here, Kix. I love you, man. I really appreciate it. All right, we'll be back with Kix Brooks. We might even sing some more, right? I don't even know.
I'm not scared.
I'm not either. Thanks for being here, Kix. This is the best. I'm just telling you, man. This is so much fun. It's a double episode. We got to do one more, man. Let's just do one.
All right. We going to jam something?
Yeah.
What are you going to play?
We're in E, babe.
What? E.
If I start
the swap, huh? Come on, you got it.
She got a T-top Camaro with that scoop on the hood. She got two big speakers blasting Johnny B. Good. Looking so sweet, it ought to be a crime. Plays with my heart, messes with my mind. Act like Madonna, but she lives on some Merle. Rock by the world, little country girl. She got the snakeskin boots made by Calvin Klein. She got the cheap sunglasses from the Five and Dime. Other girls at school, they give her dirty looks. She made the A in math. Lord, never cracked a book.
Never cracked a book.
Act like Madonna, yeah, she listens to Merle. Rock my world, little country girl. Here we go. tell her that I love her, but it ain't enough. She says I got to learn to loosen up. Get a little wild on Saturday night. All the make sure she's home for the morning light. Cause Sunday she's all ribbons and curls. Yeah, around my world,
little country girl.
One step and two steps and get in a line. Yeah, I gotta find a way to make you mine. Rock my world.
Rock it, baby.
A little country girl.
I love you, man. Thank you so much. I had so much fun. All right, what do you do? Thank you guys so much. I love you, buddy. Thanks for
good
being here.
Good times. Thanks for having me.
Oh, man, this is so good, bro.
Love
thank
it.
You very much.
We're
thanks
not
for the
done
wine,
yet.
Too. I know. We got a whole lot of wine to drink. See you next time.